Our guest at the cafe this morning is Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams, and the Commerce ISD Superintendent, Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, John.
Both of you. Well, City Council and the School Board and others have been holding a series of community meetings for several months now to set a course for the city and the school district. The university's also been involved in this. And I don't know that we would say that you've had the climactic meeting, but you've had sort of a meeting where everything has come together and all of the ideas now have more or less been formulated.
I would call it the meeting to summarize all the work that's been done over several months of meetings. And it kind of brought everything together in one evening. And there were, eight presentations?
11 presentations.
And each had a specific time limit, and they each had a nice PowerPoint support to it. But it's a result of literally hundreds and hundreds of people over the last few months having input into what can be done in our city to use university resources for the benefit of our ISD students. And this is exciting because so much of it is doable without a great deal of budget. Mm-hmm. And that was obvious last night that we can start some things immediately and then work on university ISD relationships that don't exist right now that will enhance the other things happening.
Charlie, you've called this series of meetings Aspire, and I think the city has more or less adopted that name.
Yes, sir.
For these meetings. And in talking with you all, this all has, it didn't necessarily start out this way, but it has all seemingly become focused on education and trying to do something to break the cycle of poverty.
Yes, sir. That's been a big focus for a number of the groups, both in just pure poverty programs on how we can break that generational cycle, and then also in our after-school and summer programs to give kids that may not have access to certain activities, especially in the area of fine arts, mm-hmm. an avenue to get those experiences that may give them other choices later in life.
Can you say then what are the bullet points here coming out of this now? After this meeting that you all have had, are there some particular directions that we want to go that we can identify fairly succinctly?
Well, I think there's a couple. One, just from getting the groups from the ISD and the college to sit down together, they were able to come up with some amazing ideas just because different groups didn't know what the issue were, and they also didn't know what resources were available. So getting them to sit down solved some problems immediately for us. So especially in mentoring programs, after-school programs, summer programs, they were able to meet each other's needs very easily. So they came up with a lot of great ideas that aren't necessarily cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of money involved in some of these.
Can you give an example of maybe one of those?
The mentoring programs.
Okay.
They've got the students here at the college that they need community service hours. Well, this is a easy way for them to get community service hours. Plus, they're educated students that are going to help our low-income students see a direction that they can go. So just that simple mentoring, almost a big brother, little brother
right.
type of program.
To serve as models for,
yes, sir.
For younger kids.
Right.
We're talking with the Mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams, and Commerce ISD Superintendent, Charlie Alderman. You've had 17 meetings and 1,600, not necessarily 1,600 different people, but 1,600 people who have attended meetings
and given input.
Yeah, fantastic. And this is all going to come together soon on a website where people can have a look at it.
Right, and the website will be to commercetogether.org, and that's not yet there, but we're going to populate it with so much information from all these meetings, and especially the one last night, and it will be available from now on for anybody who's interested in looking at it. And it's really inspiring because so much of it will happen and will happen quickly.
So we're going to be hearing more about this in the next few days and few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, what these meetings have brought about is a realization of how many resources there are in this town and how much willingness there is to share those resources. And the key to it is making it sustainable by yeah. building methods of communication from the university to the ISD, from the ISD back to the university, and then the city being a supplier of willing volunteers in addition to those student volunteers in the extracurricular parts of it, the after school and the summertime programs. Because, students are here for a short time, community members could be sort of a sustaining long-term volunteers in it.
Could we look for something actually taking place, something new this coming summer, or is that too soon?
Oh, no. We'll have some stuff in place this coming spring right now. We've already got a couple of things already going on, so it's going to continue to
grow. For example, going on right now?
The mentoring programs. Yeah. We have mentoring programs at the middle school, at AC Williams, and at CES. We will have a summer school program this summer.
Mayor and Charlie, congratulations on a very ambitious project, and I know there's a long way to go yet, but it's a good start. So, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. And Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce, Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETU.